welcome to our crazy... Jen? Hello?
Jen, where were you?
I was warming up for a sweet debate today. Had to make sure I was prepared. Aren't you so excited?
Yeah, I guess. But let's get back to the point. Welcome to our crazy...
audacious
podcast
of the
week,
also known as
Kapow. Hi there, I'm Jess.
And I'm Jen.
This week on Kapow, we will be looking into a large group speech competition. Along with that, we will have an awesome debate as well as an ISADA.
Looks like we better get started. Want to know what my favorite movie is of all time?
What's that, Jen?
Snow White! Rumor has it this year's Reader's Theater is doing a spoof on it. Just one of the pieces our new speech coach, Mrs. Devitt, has lined up for this year's large group speech participants.
Wow, sounds like something I need to see. We should go see what Mrs. Devitt has to say about this year's large group speech and what programs we're competing in.
Mrs. Devitt, can you tell us a little bit about large group speech this year?
Well, we have 14 different groups participating this year. We've got 3 ensemble groups, 2 Reader's Theater, 4 improv, 3 radio broadcasting, and 2 mime groups. So we've got a lot of kids participating this year, which is great.
How do you think everything is going so far?
I think everything's going really well and on schedule. Kids have been practicing hard, but it's kind of getting down to crunch time. We only have a little over a month before district competition, which is on January 23rd, and that's in Sheldon. So we encourage everybody to come out and support our groups there. But I think everything is coming along really well right now.
Wow, seems like we have some good competition for this year's speech. Good luck to the participants and the new coach.
Jess, can we please start our debate now?
I suppose we have been waiting long enough. Let's get started.
Yes! What are we debating again?
We're going to see people's opinions on the ACT and if colleges should look at your score so much.
Wow, even better than I thought. Let's get started.
I think the tests are not comprehensible at all, and the colleges shouldn't be able to use them because the students are on a time limit, so they can't go to their full potential and they have no time to study for the test.
I think it shouldn't be that big a deal because how you do in the classroom and through your high school should be more accountable than one test that you take.
Agreed.
Absolutely not. I don't think it is good because some people can take tests better than others and some people really suck at tests.
Well, it depends what college you go to. If you're going to like an Ivy League school, then yeah, they should use that as a baseline. But other than that, no, I don't think so.
Not really, because I don't feel that it measures your knowledge much because I didn't have time to finish a lot of the tests. So, you know, the one I did finish, I got like a 30 on, but the rest of them I got like 25s. So, you know, I don't think they should measure by your ACT.
No, because like a lot of the questions are really dumb. They don't really like show what you learned in school because they change so much the questions.
No, because some people aren't good test takers or they need to study, and the ACT doesn't allow you to study and it rushes you.
No, because it puts a lot of pressure on students and it's not good for their health.
I think that colleges should look at your GPA, your class rank, your activities, and your ACT score. I don't think your ACT score should be the all and everything like it kind of is.
I think they put a little too much emphasis on the score for the ACT. Just because you don't do well on a time test does not mean you're going to be less successful in college.
To end this week's podcast, we're going to let you listen to what the second graders think Christmas means.
What do you think Christmas means?
Happiness, fun,
presents,
the birth of Jesus.
About if someone's asleep and we don't peek about Santa and we just stay asleep and see the cows and eat the cookies and drink milk.
It means, like, it's something, joy and
presents.
Joyful and peaceful and
Jesus.
Jesus?
About Jesus' birthday.
Jesus, when he was born on Christmas Eve.
Love.
Love?
Birthday?
What do you like about Christmas?
Toys.
Do you like presents?
Nintendo.
Love. Being together with my family and cousins. It's my favorite. It's my favorite time of the year.
Presents.
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 Hope. And Santa.
Happy holidays!